Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that the following podcast program may contain stories, names and voices of deceased persons.
This is Outback Out Loud.
People and stories from Outback New South Wales.
The most amazing little town there could ever be. I love it.
I left to come out west and I came out Jillaroo-ing at Warren. And from there, that's where I started my love affair again with the Western Plains, and I've never left Western Plains from there.
It's a great little spot to live.
You know, just everything about Louth I love.
Just home as far as I'm concerned.
Outback Out Loud!
That's what I like.
Welcome to Outback Out Loud.
In this season, we explore stories and life experiences from the most remote centres in New South Wales.
Let's hear more from historian Dr. Mary-Ann Jebb about the Louth races.
One crowd favourite at the Louth races was 9-year-old mare Rusty Motorbike, who pulled off multiple wins, including a thrilling photo finish triumph in the 2016 Louth Cup. Trained by Rodney Robb and ridden by Michael Hackett, the win and the horse itself have become part of Outback racing legend. Other standouts are female jockeys Michaela Weir and Wendy Peel, who rode Louth winners of the Cup in 2023 and 2024. Each August, the famous Louth races transforms the quiet village, attracting up to 5,000 people from across New South Wales and interstate for a week of races and celebrations. The race day now includes a 6-race program run under Racing New South Wales rules, with prize money that attracts competitive country stables. Even in 2019, the races went ahead despite a severe drought. Residents told the ABC journalist, "This time last year, the kangaroos were just dying. This year, we're seeing absolutely no life at all." This year, 2025, rain turned the sand and clay soil into a dangerous slippery track, and the horse races were cancelled. But the other festivities continued, including live bands, foot races, tractor races, yabby races, local fundraising and fashions on the field. Rain may stop the horse races, but it didn't stop the week's festivities of what has become a Western New South Wales tradition and an economic event that helps the village survive despite droughts, floods, and the end of the river trade that started the town in 1859.
With the race day cancelled and all the roads closed, people in Louth still made the most of their day. Luckily, Holly was there to catch all the action.
Okay, so we're three fabulous girls who have decided to go on this journey of a great adventure. Getting here was going to be a challenge because of this weather, which today has turned out to be fabulous, but the journey getting here was, do we go elsewhere as per our original plan, or do we hightail it and make sure that we get here for the races, which have now turned out to be the Clayton races?
Last year we went to Mundy and we heard about the Louth races, and we decided the Louth race was going to be way too good to miss. So we all decided, yep, let's get going, let's hook it, let's get down to Louth, which is what we did yesterday. We made it through just before the road closed, thank goodness. And here we are. What a spectacular day. No horses, unfortunately, but hey, there'll be lots of fun to be had irrespective.
I've just retired about 15 months ago and bought myself a little caravan and decided to go off on a little adventure. Met Vicky on Facebook. She said that you can message me so long as you're not an axe murderer. So got in contact with her and had coffee, and she invited me to join them in their journey, so I wasn't coming by myself totally, which I don't know whether they regret or not. Met some beautiful ladies. I couldn't have bet any better people to take my journey with. I've been a nuisance to their husbands with my problems, but other than that, it's been great.
Our outfits came about actually from Mundy last year, where we were doing the Nutbush, and we had the pink shirts and our pink cowboy hats, and today we thought we would wear the same thing because, I mean, that's very girly, isn't it? Let's face it.
And we had to bling the hats up a little bit.
We had to bling them up. Yes. So now we've got some nice tulle tied into a big bow at the back of our cowboy hats with our pink shirts, jeans, cowboy boots. Absolutely. Yes. So we hope we look the part. We're all three of us are dressed the same. We're all about the same height and, you know, relatively about the same weight, same age and relatively the same weight. So it's almost like
triplets.
And we're all ditzy blondes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm Harley and I come from the Victoria border, Yarrawonga, Moala. Just come with a group of mates and watch the races and have a good time at the pub and, yeah. Probably my sixth or seventh time now. Well, we got a marquee for the first time and the races were called off, but we still sat there and drank our beers and had a great day. Yeah, you won't look back. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, so my name's Bob. I'm from down past Geelong Way, down Western Victoria. And, we come up here last year and we like the Darling, we like the area, like the people. It's all friendly. People are great. And this year we said, we'll come back again. And we hadn't planned to come to the races. It's just we were out with the mills and friends. And we said, we're going back up the Louth and that again this year. I just love it up here. Beautiful scenery, wide open spaces. A lot of people here today, which is good, even though there's going to be no horses. But anyway, we're still just looking at a blank track. It's nice. The river's good. I just like the wide open spaces and the flat landscape. And, yeah, it's a really... And good people. Everyone just stops. They'll have a chat to you and have a talk. And they've got time. I think anywhere you go, if you ask people about where they live and that, they just want to tell you how their life is. And up here especially. So it's really good.
My name's Reese. Paul. We came up for the races and they never happened. Been coming up here for a fair few years now. Probably 15, 18 years. I don't come every year.
It's my first time.
It's my future son-in-law. I've introduced him to Louth. We're from the Mornington Peninsula.
Got 1 mil of rain and they cancelled it. I'll be bringing my mates next year for sure. It's just a good excuse to sit around a campfire and
you gotta roughen it. But don't come over if you're a princess.
No glamping options?
No, there's no glamping at Louth.
Hello, I'm Diane and enjoying the day at Louth Races today. We're here for Lance's 60th birthday. Lance is from Helensburg. Lance stands about 3 foot tall and is very hard to spot. That's why Lance's shirt has I Am Lance on the back, and all of us friends of his, 10 of us, are all wearing a shirt. It's got horses all over it and Louth 25, and on the back it's got Lance's 60 plus 4 birthday. Lance has been trying to get here for a few years now. For his 60th, he wanted to come here. But unfortunately, due to COVID, that got squashed. So we're all here now for his 60 plus 4 birthday. We've been friends for over 25 years and it's good. Good gang, good crew to go away with. Hoping for a great day.
Hi guys, my name's Brian. I'm actually in charge and the owner of APVM. We actually base ourselves throughout New South Wales to provide security for a lot of large events. Louth races, mate, nothing can beat it. Like, it's disappointing that the races aren't on this year due to the weather. But when you look at it overall, the community is just throwing it in. I just love these sort of events and I love doing the security for them. The best way of looking at it, the team I've got here today was supposed to have had 9, but 2 weren't able to make it due to road conditions, which is pretty fair call, seeing that one of them actually rolled his car to get here today. He's here now and he's about to start up at the front of the stage to help balls and all kick ass, as you would say. Worst case scenario, me throwing people out. Being too intoxicated, I don't want to do it, but if it comes down to the punch that I have to, well, I hate making decisions for people. I try to let them make their decisions on their own, so that way it's a lot more peaceful at the end of the day. No one gets hurt as long as everyone enjoys themselves, and if I need to pull them in line, I'll tell them either turn it down or have a good night, one or the other.
When we could finally access Louth on Sunday, we caught up with Jim, club president, down at the racetrack.
We'd had our race meeting cancelled due to what was described as a sticky track at 6 o'clock in the morning. I asked to have another inspection of the track at 12 or 12:30, hoping that our track would be fine, which it turned out it would have been. We were very confident we could have raced, but the head steward and another steward with him decided that it wouldn't after an inspection, as I say, in the dark at 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. And that was it for our races as far as the horses were concerned. Very, very disappointing and, in my opinion, the wrong decision. But then we moved on. We've got a wonderful committee, a very hard-working committee, and we moved on and we still had a great day and we got supported brilliantly by the locals and by our crowd, who we're just so pleased and so proud of, and very thankful. We had a crowd still of around about 3,000 people, which was amazing. We normally get between 4 and 5, but to get 3,000 without any horses and roads being closed and all that sort of thing, it was just an amazing effort and we're very thankful. We had foot races. We had two musicians in town who had been playing at Shindy's Inn at our local pub, and they came down and one played from 1 through to 3, another one played from 3 through to 5, and then we had the real rock and roll band Balls and All, who were amazing, got the crowd going, and that sort of bring when the music started, people started coming in. And we had foot races. We had four lots of foot races and then kids' foot races, which was a lot of fun. And then we had a Massey Ferguson 35 tractor race, which went right around the whole ground, and it was really fun to watch. And that just proves how good the track was when you can put tractors on it and didn't make any difference. And we just had a lot of fun.
With the horse races cancelled, there was massive excitement around the Yabby races on Sunday. Luckily, Chopper was down there to explain the rules to us. Let's get into the action.
All right, so depending on the numbers of Yabbies, which they're still coming in, we'll have 3 or 4 heats. So the first two Yabbies that go off the tarp, so we have a round tarp, and we put them under a bucket and we lift the bucket up, and the first two off the tarp, the winner and the second place, will then go into the final. So we might do 2 or 3 heats depending on the number of Yabbies that we've got, but we will auction each Yabby. We do try to name them and, you know, sort of make it a bit humorous and whatnot. So
is it good for? It was safe to race today. Righto. Last question. Race 1, we're going to the Warrego Wanderer. It's wandered all the way down from Warrego. We caught it just down here. It's trying to get past. And geez, mate, it can fly. I'll tell you, it's still wiggling over there. Darling Dodger. Well, we all know what the Darling's like. And she's dodged the drought and she's coming on down. And the 2 mile terror. Geez, this thing's got some go. I'll hand you over to the auctioneer, but I tell you what, these things are ready to fly.
Righto, guys, when you go Warrior, there it is. What have we got? $200, $100, $100 here, $100 in front, $100. Warrego Wanderer, $100. Sheep, $200, $300, $400. West Truly Wanderer does a bit of racing down around Tilpa. It's had two wins and a third, but it did finish first yesterday at Tilpa. The West Trilby Wanderer. I've got 300 out the back. 300's out the back.
Well, last year's winner was Slipstream. Good. Like, it was the smallest Yabby there. There was big Yabbies, but it was the smallest. And Slipstream, I think, come second in the heats, but it was the first one off in the final. And, yeah, they paid, like, $1,500 or something for it. So, yeah, it runs like the Calcutta system. So, you know, so much to the winners and then so much just goes back to the Royal Flying Doctors. And yeah, all depending on the prize pool and what we sell stuff for. Like, it could sell for $200 today or it could sell for $2,000, so we can't work that out until that happens. We'll just break it down. Say we raise $10,000 off selling the Yabbies, they might get 5, and then there might be, you know, 1,000 for second and 500 for third, and then the rest of the money is donated to the Flying Doctors. You know, if there's half a dozen Yabbies in a race and they all sell for around $1,000, which a lot of people here, like, you know, I only just got to the pub and people are like, when are the Yabby races? When are the Yabby races? Like, people have, you know that it's on a Sunday now. They come down for a recovery session at the local hotel at Shindy's, and then we have the Yabby races and Yabbies go backwards. So if they crawl off, effectively, they should be going backwards. Yep.
Has there ever been, like, a brawl over Yabbies?
Nah, never been a dispute or anything here, no. Everyone's in it for the fun and to raise the money, and it just adds something else on the Sunday. that people are just genuinely look forward to is that, you know, they come here and we're having a yabby race and good time. And, you know, as I think today could be very interesting because there was no races yesterday. So a lot of people saved money. I don't know how many people I seen yesterday. I said, well, probably saved myself $4,000 or $5,000 because I didn't bet on horses. So who knows what sort of money could be around today. Should be a fast track. The weather's fine and they'll be ready to roll. We might have to get some water to spark them along.
Righto, here we are off and racing. Here we go.
I thought we're off really hard, a bit disappointed, but you know what, it's for a good cause, so it doesn't matter.
The 2 Mile Terrier was the official winner of the Yabby races at Louth in 2025. The Googa just couldn't get off the mat. For photos and videos of the Yabby race, check our socials.
The Yabby races at Louth are fun. Paid $900 for our Yabby last year. Pinky Tuscadero. And she's still running somewhere, but we're not quite sure where she is. A lot of fun.
Worth the investment?
Oh, definitely, for the laughs and the fun and shit, and why do we pay that much money? And the guy that was the guy that was bidding for us, he says, oh, we just bought one, $900. He said, but I've got no money. So then we had to find the money to pay for it.
And how did she go?
She didn't do anything. She sat in the middle. That's what I said. She's still sitting there.
Thanks for listening. To hear more amazing stories from Outback New South Wales, check out the whole Outback Out Loud series, now streaming everywhere.
We acknowledge and celebrate the first Australians on whose traditional lands we meet and work, and whose cultures are among the oldest continuing cultures in human history.
Please like, subscribe, rate us, and write a review. The Outback Out Loud podcast was designed and produced by Signal Creative.
Season 4 of Outback Out Loud has been made by Outback Arts. You can find Outback Arts at outbackarts.com.au or on Facebook and Instagram. This season was made possible with funding support from the Regional Arts Fund. On-ground support this season came from Marnie Vaughan and Andrew Hull. Outback Out Loud Season 4 was researched, consulted, recorded, and edited by Emma Hoy. Thank you to everyone who's been involved over the last 5 years.